Whole Body Armor, declaring your health independence. Welcome to Whole Body Armor with Janine and Kat, exposing how our health freedoms are continually being eroded from us each and every day. Our goal is to expose the bad guys and free one mind at a time. And now here's your hosts, Janine and Kat.
What a beautiful day it is today. I know when I drove in, I didn't see any chemtrails today, but this again was a holiday. Kat, what about you? Did you see any from New River?
Nope. Clear skies. The air is clear, and it's hot and sunny in Arizona.
But it's a dry heat. Dry heat. That is the difference. Today we're going to discuss who, capital W, capital H, capital O, is working overtime to control your health freedoms. And how is it being implemented? Our last show, we spoke in great detail about genetically modified foods and the evil Monsanto. So if you missed that show, you can go to our archives and retrieve it. Kat, would you tell our listener and our listening audience how to get there?
I certainly would. You can go to www.wholebodyarmor.info. Armor is spelled A-R-M-O-R. Or freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com.
Thank you, Kat. I don't know what I do. She does all the sound work. She keeps me in line. She points to me a lot, tells me to start talking and when to be quiet. But today, I'm going to talk about Codex. Now, I need to tell you a little bitty story because, you know, this is sort of how I came to the realization. I was pretty well educated on what the deal was with Monsanto. And I looked at Monsanto as like this huge monster with this monstrous head that was just going to devour us all. And then all of a sudden, I tuned into a YouTube of Dr. Rima. And I realized at that point, this monster had more than one head. And as I listened to her, you know, this is how she started out. And I'm telling you, she's talking at the Codex Alimentarius at a National Association of Nutritional Professionals at the 2005 conference. And she starts out by saying, "Let me tell you about Codex Alimentarius. Let me define it for you. Let me help you understand the enemy. Let me assure you that absolutely nothing I'm going to tell you is exaggerated, interpolated, or imagined in any way. Everything she told me was documented." And we'll be right back.
StemEnhance supports the natural release of stem cells from the bone marrow. There is no better way to maintain optimal health than the body's own natural renewal system.
Effective StemEnhance has been clinically tested by an independent lab in a double-blind, placebo-controlled crossover study. In that study, 1 gram of StemEnhance, which is 2 capsules, supported the natural release of stem cells, increasing the number of circulating stem cells by 25%. This is the equivalent of about 3 to 4 million new stem cells in the blood. This study was published in a peer-reviewed publication called the Journal of Cardiovascular Revascularization Medicine in September 2007. This is something your body does naturally anyway, and yet it can dramatically improve your health. And since many studies have shown that optimal health is related to a higher number of circulating stem cells, we believe that Stem Enhance is the best thing you can do to support your body's own natural mechanism of health and renewal.
I want to break free.
There are those of us that want to control our own health, and then there are those that just won't let us. Which one are you? Folks, I want you to know that there's a product out there called Stem Enhance. And, I mean, when you take it, your body will release 3 to 4 million additional adult stem cells from your very own bone marrow. You know, what I'd say this does is it sort of rejuvenates, it reverses damage that's being done. And I want you to go to the site and educate yourself. Go to beastemcellwarrior.com. Beastemcellwarrior.com. Go there and educate yourself. Now, we were talking about Codex. And I was talking about how I'd watched a YouTube of Dr. Rima. And as I watched it, I realized that this monster, you know, didn't have one head. It had two heads. And what they were doing to our food and anything else that legally crossed our lips was just absolutely blowing my mind away. And I realized that I had to do everything I possibly could to get this information out. So today we're going to discuss how they came into being. And in order to do that, I need to take you back in time a little ways, because we're going to discuss a company called IG Farben. Now, what was IG Farben? Well, IG Farben was this huge industrial megalith, and they produced all of the gas for the gas chambers, all of the steel for the death camps and the railroad lines and the munitions, all of the chemicals for all kinds of stuff, and all of the pharmaceuticals, lots and lots of pharmaceuticals. Who was the president of IG Farben? His name was Fritz Dürer, and he ran things. He was pretty well in connection with the SS, and he was sort of an artistic guy because he created the entrance to Auschwitz, the death camp that very few people walked out of. You walked in for the last time. And it was Arbeit macht frei. You know, very artistic. It's work creates freedom, which is, you know, just unbelievable. But what took place was he was found guilty in the Nuremberg trials. Anybody who was tried and found guilty of crimes against humanity went to prison. And he was one that went to prison. And while in prison, he thought, gee, that didn't work. I know. I've got it. When you control food, you control the world. And so what he did is he got out and talked to his UN buddies, and they thought, geez, that sounds great. And they jumped on board. And they created Codex Alimentarius Trade Commission. Now, let me make this clear. This is not a consumer protection. This is not a public health committee. This is a trade commission. And what does trade have to do with? Money, profit, wealth. That's what it has to do with. And what are they doing? They're creating wealth for themselves. And we are the ones that will suffer. Now, I want to make it clear also. What we have here is we have the mommy and the daddy of Codex, and that is the World Health Organization and the Food and Agricultural Organization. The World Trade Organization, which has been authorized to enforce Codex draconian trade sanctions, the American FDA and the USDA. These organizations are working in concert with lobbyists of the pharmaceutical, pesticide, chemical, dairy, biotechno industries to push Codex upon the people of this earth. It warrants repeating that the fact is it has nothing to do with consumer protection. The push is being made because it serves the profits of these industries, in particularly the pharmaceutical industry. Codex facilitates elimination of natural health products. Pharmaceutical industry benefits through this monopoly. We are going to go to break right now, so stay tuned.
through. She's been made to suffer for the profit of a few. Storm clouds are out forming, winds of change now touch our shores.
I want to break free.
There are those of us that want to control our own health, and then there are those that just won't let us. Which one are you? Welcome back to Whole Body Armor. We're talking about Codex Alimentarius. It's a organization, a trade organization, and we have to ask ourselves, you know, what does a trade organization have to do with us? Well, I'm going to tell you, the more natural supplements that people will buy, the less drugs that they will buy. Over 80% of Americans use natural supplements on a regular basis. This is good news for our health. But it's bad news for the pharmaceutical industry. And according to Andrew Well, MD, the big pharma is losing $20 billion just last year alone. So they're seeing what's going on, and they're really not very happy. So in other words, you know, people are going to, you know, need to become more educated about the accumulative benefits of the natural health products. And the more people that turn away from the drug industry, you know, folks, this is exactly what's happening. People are turning away from the drug industry, and this is cutting into big pharma profits. So it's like I said, we have to ask ourselves, how is Big Pharma wiping out the emerging health industry through this trade commission? Well, let me take you back just a little ways. I'm going to take you back to when Codex was first formed in 1962 during the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. And see, they said these are people that liked rules, lots and lots of rules. And they decided that they needed these rules on which the courts could have standing and rule on cases involving food. You know, this was a natural extension of their thinking. They wanted lots of regulations so that the courts could enforce codex. And so, you know, it took place originally, you know, in 1893 until 1962. And in 1962, the goal was to go global. And they decided, these folks are, you know, these guys are long-term. They decided that they wanted to be global as of December 31st, 2009. Now, that's just a little bit ago. They are a little bit behind schedule. Thank God they're behind schedule. But what they've done is they've set up 27 committees and regional organizations and task force that have created over 4,000 guidelines, standards, and regulations on everything. Everything that you can legitimately put into your mouth, with the exception of pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals are not part of Codex. Now, that's important. Remember that. Pharmaceuticals are not part of Codex. But they put these committees together on fish and wildlife, fruits and vegetables, fats and oils, groundnuts, nutritional food for special dietary uses, and so on and so forth. The committees work up a standard of guidelines or regulations until they get to step 8, which is the final step in their administrative process. And then it is submitted to Codex Alimentarius Commission for ratification. And this is what they did with the vitamin and mineral guidelines in July of 2005. It was ratified. It was approved by consensus of the World Trade Organization, the WTO, who accepted Codex rules when it was formed in 1994. The World Trade Organization's goal was to ensure that all member nations, now listen, all member nations harmonized. Now, I want you to take those first letters, harmonize, with Codex standards. So if two countries have a dispute, and only one is Codex compliant by the World Trade Organization dispute resolution process, it is the Codex compliant country that automatically wins no matter what the merits of the case are. This is more like a weapon. This is being used more like a weapon. So every country in the world is rushing to become what? Codex compliant. In the U.S., the situation is, well, we have, you know, we have DSHEA. And, you know, that's the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. So with the United States, they're trying to tear down DSHEA. So here we've got laws that protect us. It doesn't serve, you know. These laws that protect us, they do not serve big pharma, big chema, big biotech, big agribiz, or big medica. You know, but if they can tear down Codex, gut it, you know, revise it, you know, remove it, then little me and little you don't count anymore. We're not served by Codex in any way, shape, or form. So let's talk exactly about what Codex does. Let's talk about the vitamin and mineral guidelines, first which became mandatory, well, December 31st, 2009. In 1994, Codex was passed, like I said, and this classified nutrients, herbs, as food. So as food, there was no set for an upper limit. We could consume as much broccoli as we wanted, chicken or rutabagas or turnips as we wanted. We could consume as much vitamin C, no other upper limit. Echinacea, ginkgo biloba, vitamin D. Access to nutrients is freely given to us, and we are allowed to have nutrients as we want. This is called common law. And anything that is not forbidden is permitted. Codex, on the other hand, is a Napoleonic law, code law, which says what is not permitted is forbidden. This is called a positive list. In 1994, the U.S. passed DSHEA. The nutrients are food, and we can have as much as we want. And in 1994, also what took place is Codex, without any notice to us, said that nutrition, nutrients, are toxins, dangerous poisons. And as poisons, we have to be protected from them. How do you protect somebody from poisons? You use toxicology. You use science called risk assessment. Let me give you a quick rundown on risk assessment. If you take a substance that is poisonous and you feed it to animals and you determine the dose that kills 50% of them, that is called the LD50. And then you figure out what the LD54 would be for humans. Then you go to the other end of the dose range and you start feeding itsy bitsy little bits to test animals, and you come up with the largest possible dose that you can feed an animal before a discernible impact is shown. No discernible impact whatsoever. Then you divide it by 100. And now you have a safety margin, so you can have 1/100th of the largest dose that can be given. Now, what do you think 1/100th of what you really need in vitamin C would do for you? Absolutely nothing. Nutrients under Codex would be done like this. And the nutrients under Codex, well, they have their guidelines, and there are 18 of them, and you're not going to find CoQ10. You're not going to find glucosamine. You're not going to find chondroitin sulfate, or however you say that. But you will find fluoride. you know, which has absolutely no biological benefits whatsoever, except for it makes people compliant. Fluoride. Let me give you a little background on fluoride. Fluoride was used in the gulag because it was discovered that if you fed it to prisoners, the fluorinated water to prisoners, they were complacent. And you could do anything you wanted to do them. Anything you wanted to do to them, you could do because of the fluoride. They were easy to manage. So you have 18 nutrients that can be given in itty bitty weeny teeny doses that scientifically have been proven to have no effect on human beings. And what do we have in its way? We have Deshae in its way. We have Deshae, and what they want to do is they want to remove Deshae in order to have us harmonize with Codex. They have to attack it legislatively. And there have been more than 5 bills that have been put in place to do just that. So what we have is we have a vitamin and mineral guidelines that they're gutting, that are going to feed us supplements that we can't take of a quantity that are going to do anything. And so what else are they going to do? Well, we could talk about the milk. They have guidelines on milk. Monsanto recombinant bovine growth hormone. And the way that it's set up is right now we have milk with it, or you can choose milk without it. Butter with it or butter without it. But under Codex, all cows will be injected, will be treated with Monsanto's recombinant growth hormone. What this does is it's gonna slowly make us sick. But it does not stop under, you know, it does not stop there under Codex. It goes even further. Every animal on the planet, whether it's fins, feet, feather, you know, must be treated with subclinical antibiotics or agnogenous, I can't say that word. Kat, can you say this word? Agnogenous growth hormones. Codex mandates that all food be irradiated. Yeah, that too. And unless it's eaten locally and raw, all food, including organic food. You know, Codex sets limits on dangerous chemicals that they allow in your food. Kat, would you please play the clip from Dr. Rima's conference?
Codex sets limits for the dangerous industrial chemicals that you can have in your food. And the limits are incredibly high. Go to Codex Alimentarius, do a Google search, and look, you know, there are drop-down menus at the top of the official Codex page. Look at the toxins and the veterinary chemicals and the levels that are set. They are terrifying to me. Terrifying. The names of the chemicals that are permitted and the amounts of the chemicals that are permitted are terrifying to me. Why am I terrified? Well, perhaps I'm just a cowardly person. It's possible. Think about this. In 2001, 176 countries, including the United States, got together and they said there are 12 really bad organic chemicals. They're called POPs, persistent organic pollutants. There are a lot of them, but there are 12 that are so bad that nobody could disagree that those 12 POPs had to be banned worldwide. 9 of the 12 worst organic chemicals known are pesticides, not surprisingly, because they kill things. And, of course, we have many processes and enzyme systems that are very much like insects and other pests, so they're not too good for us. But Codex has different ideas. Codex has brought back 7 of the 9 forbidden POPs that 176 countries banned worldwide. Dieldrin, aldrin, hexachlorobenzene. And the food that is imported from other countries that contains these substances cannot be stopped at our borders.
Why? Because otherwise, it would be a trade violation. Are you hearing this, folks? This food can be brought in from other countries, and we cannot stop it because of a trade violation. According to the World Trade Organization and Food and Agricultural Organization joint predictions from the epidemiology, they estimate, now remember, folks, these are the experts, they estimate that just by the vitamin and mineral guidelines alone, when Codex goes into global implementation, it will result in a minimum of 3 billion, with a B, deaths. 1 billion because of simple starvation. The next 2 billions, well, they will die due to preventable diseases of undernutrition. Cancer, the single most profitable condition ever known to humankind. Cardiovascular disease, it's a good second. Diabetes, it's a good producer of unwellness in itself. And the list goes on and on. So in all reality, these food regulations legalize and mandate huge toxicity levels under the guise of nutrition. That's all for today, folks. Kat, would you please give the website of Dr. Rima? It is www.healthfreedomus.org. I'll say it again, www.healthfreedomus.org. All of this can be gotten on her site.
I'm really, really sorry. I'm really, really sorry. It fell off my table. I don't know what to tell you guys. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Hang on. We'll see you guys in the next show.
Ebba-debba-debba-debba-debba. That's all, folks.
That's all, folks.
For Whole Body Armor's archived shows, go to wholebodyarmor.info and freedomsphoenix.com. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. For Whole Body Armor products, go to wholebodyarmor.com.